Good evening. I welcome you with all my heart. It is good to be with you once again on this lovely Thursday evening. Most of you usually ask me questions. Tonight I'm going to ask you a question. How many Polacks does it take to screw on a light bulb? Oh, wrong question. Actually, the question is, what's the question?
There is no question, it's the answer.
Maybe that's the question.
Yes. What is the first thing you do when you get up in the morning? When you open your eyes? What do you usually do? Or what should a spiritual being do? When you first open your eyes in the morning, when you wake up, what do you do? Who can tell me? You can do all that if you like. That's an honest answer. Actually, what you should really do when you wake up in the morning, the first thing is to adore yourself. True. Actually adore yourself. Love yourself. Really, really love yourself. Think about this. Fall in love with yourself. When you first get up in the morning, truly adore yourself. This may sound sort of narcissistic to many people, but actually Narcissus fell in love with his ego. And we're not talking about your ego, we're talking about the self. You think of your divine self, your divine nature. This is what you adore. Your divine nature is pure awareness, absolute reality. God. This is what you're loving. Do not believe that you are the body, especially when you first wake up in the morning. Do not think of yourself as a body. Think of yourself as all-pervading consciousness. Feel that you are the essence of the trees, the mountains, the clouds. That you are boundless space. And love it. Adore it. The more you can adore the self, especially when you first wake up, the more the self will adore you. And you will find yourself in a new position, in a new state of consciousness. Your whole day will shine if you truly do this correctly. Learn to always love yourself, to always adore yourself. Forget about your sins of commission and omission. Forget about your past. Do not concern yourself with the problems you may have or what's going on in the world. Transcend that. really adore yourself, really love yourself. A cake of ice does not hold on to the dirt put on it. Through a process of self-washing, the ice will rub off the dirt. The dirt will eventually disappear. And the pure ice will shine once again. So it is with you. Your Swarupa, your reality, what you really are, cannot attract negative conditions to it. It will not hold on to any negative conditions for a long time. Your karma, your samskaras, cannot hold on to you. You are above and beyond that. What you are is so pure that nothing can attach itself to you. Ponder this. You are purity itself. Your true nature is absolute reality. This is you, what you are. And nothing can defame that. Nothing can obscure your reality. You are total power, total goodness, total joy, bliss. Do not look at conditions. If you hold on to conditions, mentally it'll get worse. A mirror cannot see itself, but you can see the world. Therefore, the world is your reflection. If you do not like what you see, change the reflection by going deeper within yourself and understanding your true reality. Then the reflection will change. Then when you look at this world, you will see yourself again, but you will see a new self. A self of harmony, peace, love, purity, joy, happiness. You will be able to look through conditions and see the substratum behind all conditions. The pure love, which is your reality, which you really are. What do you have to do to achieve this? Absolutely nothing. To know your true self, you really do not have to do any chanting, any pujas, any meditation. For you already that. Simply by listening to this discourse, by pondering what I say deeply, by reading between the words, this will do it for you. This is all you have to do. not hard. It's not hard at all. Everything else is an optical illusion. Nothing else exists but the reality. There's only one reality. There's not your reality and my reality. There's the reality. Like there's a self. Everything is taking place in the reality, in the self. There's nothing else. Therefore, why do you have to do all these meditations? Why do you have to work so hard to be spiritual? You are already spiritual. You are already God, the Absolute Reality. Always start your morning off this way. Total adoration for the self. Never judge appearances. Appearances come from ignorance. From false imagination. You are beyond that. You are bright and shining. Say to yourself, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful me. But remember, you're not talking about your ego. You're not referring to your mental process. You're referring to your divinity. The one unchanging self. The one presence, the one power that nothing can extinguish. For the immutable self takes up all space and all time. And there's nowhere for another power to be. There's only one power. Not two or three. There's not one power trying to overcome another power. Or one self trying to overcome another self. It's unnecessary to try to find yourself. For you never lost yourself. People are walking around trying to find themselves. Where am I? As if you've disappeared. It's so simple. There's really no process. There's nothing you have to remember. You just have to be. There's really nobody to be either. You see, you are beyond anything you can think about. Whatever words you utter, are insufficient. Whatever words the mouth speaks are limited. Always realize you are beyond all words. You are beyond all thoughts, beyond all expressions, beyond all knowing, beyond all existence. Beyond all bliss. Yes, you are beyond Satchitananda. Your nature is power Brahman. That is your real Swarupa. Power Brahman, beyond Brahman. It is so beautiful, so lovely, so joyous, that you can never really imagine what this love and joy and peace is. Not with your finite mind. It is only when you become still, when the thinking process stops, when you stop feeling this and feeling that, feeling somebody is right and somebody is wrong, when you leave it all alone, that's when things begin to happen. Yet you have to leave it all alone. This appears to be the hardest part for most people. For we've been brought up, we've been trained since we were little people, that we have to express our emotions, we have to express our feelings, we have to stick up for our rights, we have to fight for what is righteous. This is all kindergarten. Who has to do all these things? Your ego, who else? But say for a moment that your ego disappeared. Who would be left to think of things like this? Who would be left to want to get even? Who would be left to want to do something to somebody else? Who would be left to want revenge? Who would be left to think that something is wrong someplace? Can't you see that person called the ego will be gone? And that ego has been causing you the trouble. The small self. The personal I. The individuality. This is the only problem you have. You have no other problems. This is a delusion. Even Maya ain't so bad. If you only take the good out of it, enjoy the good things of Maya. It is only when you react to it that it becomes terrible. But while you're engrossed in Maya, enjoy it. Identify with the good things. Do not fight. You can't win. Even when you're trying to overcome Maya, things get relatively worse for you. Because in truth, there's no Maya to overcome. We have been given names for all these things in books, scripture. So we can have something to work with. Yet when you work with these names and forms, and you make progress, you then have to get rid of the words that you used. You have to transcend the words like Maya, self-awareness, Nirvana, Satori, self-realization. All these words have to be discarded in the end also. Until there's no differentiation between anything. A thorn in your leg hurts. When the thorn is pulled out, you no longer think of the thorn hurting you. Maya is like a thorn in your leg. When you recognize it for what it is, it cannot possibly hurt you. Do not walk around saying the world is an illusion. Nothing really exists. For you, if you really was experiencing this state of consciousness, you would have absolutely nothing to say. One who has no ego knows nothing about Maya or ignorance or Brahman or self-realization. Can God say he is God? Where would the word come from? It is the people who say the word God. When you become that, there's absolutely nothing to say. When you become the universal self, which you really are, there's no ego left to say anything. You are absolutely free right now. There's nothing holding you back. There's no one that can put you in bondage. You are total freedom. Never think of yourself as being bound or being in a position that you don't like Learn to always be free. I'm talking of inner freedom. If you want to be free outwardly, you have to be free inwardly first. When you can feel free inside yourself, then you'll see freedom everywhere you look. But if you feel bound, either by lack or limitation, and by sickness, by anything, you will see the same thing in everybody. And you'll always gossip about them. Seeing something wrong with them. For you're feeling bound within yourself. You always have to start with yourself. And in Advaita Vedanta, we start at the top. We do not start with yoga practices or meditation practices. The difference between a yogi and a jnani is simply this. A yogi does certain work to find God, to find the Absolute Reality. But a jnani rests in the Absolute Reality. A jnani is already the Absolute Reality. A jnani rests in his own swarupa. Whereas a yogi does certain practices, whether it's kundalini, or hatha yoga, or raja yoga, they're doing all of these things to find God, to find reality. Yet no one's ever told them they're already reality. The reality is the very nature. So we start from the top. Know who you are, and everything will take care of itself. In other words, do not try to get rid of your problems first, to change your life first. Go right to the top. Understand that you are not the life you've been living. You are not the world as it appears. You are not your body or mind. You are beyond everything that you can imagine and think about. Become quiet. Stop arguing with people. Stop trying to win points for yourself. You are the wonder of wonders. listen to the sounds. You are that sounds. Nothing can ever disturb the sounds. When you sit in the silence, all of the noise that you hear, airplanes, cars, talking, are all a part of the silence. That should never disturb you. What's all taking place in the silence? The silence is the self, pure awareness. When you can be in the marketplace with all kinds of sounds, noises, yelling, screaming, and be in the silence, then you come a long way. Anyone can climb a mountain and be in the quietness, or go to an ashram or a monastery and spend time in solitude. But how many can be in the marketplace and feel the love and the warmth and the joy and the absolute reality and the silence? Do not believe that you have to change occupations or be somewhere else to become spiritual. Spirituality is your divine nature. You are that. Wherever you are, there is spirituality. Wherever you are, there is God. leave the condition alone, remain in the truth. In the silence. Nothing can disturb you. You are already free and liberated. Please feel free to ask any questions.
Robert, didn't they speak correctly? When you said that God can't speak about God, because where would the word come from? What came through my mind was that finiteness cannot go into infiniteness from a so-called infinite point of view, because where would it come from? If there was a single infinite being, that would stretch all over. There wouldn't be any space left for anything else. So if anything differently appeared, it couldn't be any different. It would have to be the same. Because if something differently appeared and it really was different, then the infinite wouldn't be infinite anymore. But if the infinite is infinite, then there isn't anything else.
Exactly. Everything else is an hallucination. What we see with our eyes and our senses, we're hallucinating.
So would that be where the expression, I am that I am, comes from?
What do you mean?
Well, the idea that if God could not call himself God, he just is what he is.
Oh, yes. Sure. True. God wasn't referring to himself. He was referring to Moses. Because even when you are in absolute reality, you cannot say, I am. Because there's no I and there's no am. But he was telling Moses, Moses inquired, whom shall I say sent me? When he was going to go to Egypt. Who shall I say sent me? And God said, say I am that I am. Meaning himself. He was that himself. There was no separation between God and Moses.
Of course, now if you say that in our society, that they consider that blasphemy to say you're God. Of course, we brought up to not believe that or feel that.
Well, of course, you can never be God. As long as there's a you, then you can never be God. But when there's God, there will be no one to say, I am God. Because the I am God idea is destroyed with the ego. In other words, God doesn't know he's God. How can God know he's God? Where would that word come from? That's a word made up by people who are worshipping something outside of themselves. When you are that, you just are. There's no word such as God that doesn't even exist. You become boundless space, pure awareness.
But those are words too.
Those are words too. You go beyond words. This is why everything we say, we put our foot in our mouth.
An experience of the body, the physical body.
If you are the self, there's no physical body.
So then, when the experience of the self is happening, the body is moving around, but there's no feeling of the body. It's just moving without, no, there's no one feeling it.
This is a paradox. You are not a body any longer, yet you seem to be a body to other people. But you realize that you're not a body. You never were a body, and there's no body.
And there's no sense of feeling of the body.
No. Yet you appear to be a body to others.
I guess there's no sense of feeling pain if something like this is happening. There's no feeling of pain.
Well, not necessarily. We go back to the dream again. In the dream, you'll feel pain. You dream you are shot, and you feel the pain. But yet it's a dream pain. And when you awaken, it's all gone.
Okay. Go back to the other one. Sensing the self and the space. There's no sensing of the body movement. If the limbs are moving, there's no sense of that. they're just moving.
In a way, that's true. You become like a puppet, manipulated by the self, which is you.
There's no sense. Well, yeah, I guess we've already heard that there's no sense of the I am moving the body. It's just moving.
It's just moving, but remember, like a dream, you're going on in life doing things. Things may happen here and there.
Could we say that the body is kind of like surrendered?
There's no body to surrender.
There's no body to surrender. There appears to be a body to surrender. Communication with this body more than any other body, right?
There's only one body to a realized person in the universe.
Well, I mean, there's no sense of identification with this physical body more than another physical body.
It's all the same body.
They're all, I mean, the spiritual body and the physical body is all the same?
There's only one body. And it's not your body or anybody else's body.
I think I need help from someone in the audience to explain that one.
Only a body appears to be. It seems like there are multiple bodies, but there's only one body. And you are that.
Well, that sounds like a reality body.
When you transcend that, there's zero, there's nothing.
So our illusionary state creates all these physical bodies.
Yes.
Our mental concepts just creates all the physical.
Yes. When the mind goes, you're free. You're not concerned with bodies any longer. Do you have any biblical quotations in there?
No man hath ascended into heaven except he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven.
Amen.
Eventually, all the ego attachments, detachments, and all that stuff sort of is meaningless. It disappears on its own.
Yes. When you get involved in different yoga practices, you sort of get stuck in it for years and years, maybe many incarnations, like occult things, astrology, whatever. You become involved in those things, get stuck in that space.
Well, I mean, even, being a body and being brought up under certain kinds of conditions of abuses, and being attached to those abuses, but getting in touch with this non-duality concept of who I really am.
That transcends everything.
Yeah, just transcends everything.
Yes. No, true.
I got another one. This one's Buddhist. And it covers the matter of words. And the Lord himself is supposed to have said this. Do not expect to pardon the unpardonable, nor measure the immeasurable. For he who asks for this and he who answers the earth, there remains only silence.
Remains only what?
Silence.
Silence. Good, friend.
Sir?
Good.
Thank you. I didn't make it up.
Supposed person, one awakens, and the self is a self, or realizes itself, who's still asleep?
No one is still asleep. If you're awake, how can you be asleep?
Well, what I mean is, if you are awake, all of us here, who are we that are still asleep?
No one. Why do you say you're asleep? No one here is asleep.
Well, I don't think I mean the condition you describe as awake.
Well, why don't you get into that condition?
Yes, but now I'm not.
Why not? Who says so?
Whoever is asking the question.
Exactly. Sometimes you refuse to see yourself as free. You want to see yourself as limited. That's an hallucination. You can drop everything, become totally free right now if you want to. You're not bound by anything. Nothing binds you.
I got another one that covers the matter of words. In Taoism, it said that the Tao that can be described is not the Tao.
True.
Thank you. Words don't get it. And Jesus himself said that by thought alone, not one cubit is added to your stature.
Mm. It's good, friend.
I didn't think of that. I came across him somewhere.
You're a living Bible.
That word brings up the Christian Bible, or the Judeo-Christian deal. My favorite scripture is Buddhist.
Mm.
Oh, they're all good. They're all lots of truth.
Mary, would you like to read the Yanni?
For a Yanni who has realized the identity of his inner being with the infinite Brahman, there is no rebirth, no migration, not even liberation, for he is already liberated. He has firmly established in an experience of the absolute existence, knowledge, bliss, the Satchidananda Atman. The continued existence of the world and of his own body appears to the Jnani only as an illusion, the appearance of which he cannot remove, but which cannot further deceive him, till the time when, after the decease of the body, he wanders not forth, but remains where he is and what he is and eternally was, the first principle of all beings and things, the original, eternal, pure, free Brahman. While living, and even when the body falls dead, the Jnani rests in his own essential nature, his own Svarupa, that is all full, all pure, timeless consciousness and bliss. The following assertions made by a Jnani constitute his own deepest convictions and experience. I am infinite, imperishable, self-luminous, self-existent. I am beginningless, endless, decayless, birthless, deathless. Never was I born. I am ever free, perfect, independent. I alone am. I pervade the entire universe. I am all permeating and interpenetrating. I am supreme peace and freedom absolute. A Jnani lives forever. He has attained life everlasting. Cravings torture him not. Sins stain him not. Birth and death touch him not. He is free from all cravings and longings. He ever rests in his own Satchidananda Svarupa. He sees the one infinite self in all, and all in the infinite self, which is his being. He remains forever as the infinite self of consciousness and delight.
Thank you, Mary. Do we have any announcements?
No.
Okay.
Yes, I do. Excuse me. For the new people that have just come in, we do have transcripts. Oh, for the new people who have just come in, we have transcripts on the table, and they're free for the taking. Thank you all for bringing this in.
And it's time for prasad. The reason you all here, the true reason that you're here today. I know why you come.
You
came for me.
My
we had the prasad before the talk, everybody. That's why he saves it to the end.
Right.
Wish it was the shower, huh?
This looks delicious. The black box.
Black box open.
I'll put this on the camera.
Mystery of sorrow. No, I know the member, but it sounds
maybe
like
you did better.
Maybe you did better. But it sounds like it matches the whole
thing. We have delicious chocolate caramels.
You put your arm out first.
Well, you're holding them, so I have one.
Did you make these? Thank you, man. We are up all night and cooking.
There you go.
We have deluxe chips, the cookie with big soft chocolate chips. And last but not least, apricots. Imported from Turkey.
I'll just want to ask you one question. I think I believe that it's true, but it's hard to believe that it's true. And that is, I mean, to really get beyond desire. No desire.
What about?
Is it possible?
Of course.
I mean, as a reality, as an experience.
Of course.
You know that as an experience.
Of course. No question about that.
Doesn't seem possible, but I believe.
Boy, no surprises for these figs.
You're supposed to wave your hand over.
Okay, everybody, 1, 2, 3. Okay.
That's great.
I won't be here on Sunday. I'm going to hear a big band jazz concert.
Which one?
The name of the band is Juggernaut. Isn't that a wonderful name?
Where to find
it? At the County Art Museum.
That's enough.
Sir?
I like jazz, so I enjoy jazz.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you. I'm wondering about that. I have a book called Jazz Giants. Photographs, mostly taken in the 1940s and 50s. All the famous class.
Whoops.
Photographs.
Real high.
I saw the book review, and I thought, I gotta go see that. And it was $60. I thought, $60
for the book?
For the book. I got it anyway. Would you like me to bring it to you? Wonderful picture.
You enjoy jazz?
Yes, mid-teens.
I like Miles Davis.
A little on the modern side. I'm going to call you this most. I'll bring you the book. It's a wonderful book.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Fred.
Yes, sir.
Do you have a CD player?
Not yet, no. But they seem so expensive. I'm thinking about getting one anyway because the sound quality is wonderful.
Because I got a lot of jazz tapes on TV.
I thought maybe I'd come out and sing or some.
Hey
there, how are you? You okay? Still around. Tell me how about your birthday, huh? You think I'm boring, huh? Well, Coco, how am I going to feed you there?
What's black?
Good? Yeah. How you doing?
Good, how are you? You see, Henry, you thought nobody loved you.
What was that?
You thought nobody loved you.
What's wrong with you?
You sorry if I forgot your birthday?
No.
He has the biggest
yeah. You convinced me I was never born. No, I'll never die. So what's all this about?
Never have a
sex. Yeah, all right.
Why waste
your time?
Thank
you, sir.
Never
run
dry. Just farming.
You can enjoy the illusion. Enjoy the illusion.
You have a box of a dog.
What?
Box? Yeah, box.
Where?
You want a piece of cake, Tom?
Yeah.
Before it's all gone. Before it's all gone, grab a piece.
Good night, Robin. Thank you.
Good night, Steve. How are you?
I'm fine. It's good to be with you.
Oh, I'm not seeing you.
Life is okay. They just sold the house that I'm living in, so I'm going to have to be moving.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know where. I'm going to let Infinite Spirit determine where.
How much time do you have?
45 days.
Something's going to turn up.
Yeah. Even if it's nothing. Happy birthday.
Excuse me. I was never born. I
feel like a lot of good stuff happened.
Robert Giggy.
Right.
Yeah. Like
not being alone.
Loosening up a lot of repressed emotional
good.
Stuff.
Good. Now you got it.
It's resolved.
That's it. Right.
Good.
I mean, I don't know if things don't go my way, I can see that, you know, in its perspective.
That's great. Keep it up.
Also, I sometimes feel like if a person were doing this kind of thing, self-inquiry, I mean, you'd probably do it whether you read books about it. Or be just there's something in the human being that wants to.
Yes, be. True. Yeah.
But I think that if a person didn't have the books or a teacher, they might go crazy too doing this, don't you think?
Not really. You can go crazy anyway.
Well, I mean, it seems like. Like I used when I was a kid, I used to think the world was crazy.
You were right.
Now I really now I don't think I know.
We're all crazy.
Let me get
the
Anyway, Vincent's off on point of
So another year gone by.
Another year gone by. Let him go. Bye, bye, bye.
It's good.
You look very young.
Yeah?
You
look younger than you did last year.
Well, it's all due to Mary. Oh, yeah. I look at Mary.